Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What I say.
The news is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly weekend for police. First in Pennsylvania, one officer dead after a gunman opened fire inside a Pennsylvania hospital. The suspected gunman also killed. Officials at UPMC Memorial in York say no patients were injured. And in Virginia, community is mourning the deaths of two police officers who were shot and killed last night during a routine traffic stop. The suspect found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer says the community is heartbroken.
We mourn the loss of two of our own brave Virginia Beach police officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Pope Francis in critical condition at a Rome hospital after suffering a new respiratory crisis. The Vatican now saying the Pope is not out of danger. ABC News has learned that Ukraine is open to giving some of its mineral wealth to the U.S., but only a fraction of the $500 billion that President Trump is seeking as part of a peace deal. This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, who is accused of the brazen shooting and killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a Manhattan street last December, Friday pled not guilty before a state judge in Manhattan. Mangione's attorney, Karen Friedman Agnafilo, outside the courthouse in Manhattan Friday.
Luigi's right to a fair trial is being infringed upon because he is being publicly treated as guilty and as having the presumption of guilt as opposed to the presumption of innocence.
Cryptocurrency and crime.
Bybit is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges and may be the victim of the largest crypto theft on record. The platform allows users to trade cryptocurrency, and Bybit says a routine transfer of the Ethereum currency was, quote, manipulated. The company is assuring users their assets are safe, and Bybit's CEO said even if it's not recovered, the company will be able to cover this loss. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. From one chocolate lover to another, I am duty bound to tell you that Whitaker's has a scratch for every chocolate itch, and some you didn't know you had. We have dozens of milk chocolate and dark chocolate covered nuts, dried fruits, and confection on the shelf every day of the week. And then there are the one-time purchases. Fine chocolates, specialty chocolates that would make you blush to see the price tags in a big city shop. But at Whitaker's, you can afford it. Come get it before someone else does. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Look for passing high clouds and chilly tonight with a low of 15. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 40. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 27 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. At approximately 11:30, Yesterday morning, the Viroqua Fire Department received a report of a house fire in the city of Viroqua at 220 West South Street. Upon arrival, heavy smoke was visible coming from the soffit and roof area of the home. The Viroqua Fire Department was able to contain the fire to the attic space of the structure before it was fully extinguished. The fire department cleared the scene at approximately 3:15 yesterday afternoon. No injuries to civilians or firefighters were reported, but heat and fire damage to the attic space occurred. The origin and cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Westby Fire Department, Lafarge Fire Department, Viroqua Police Department, Tri-State Ambulance, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing a UW-Whitewater gymnast. 23-year-old Chad Richards will head to trial on first-degree homicide charges in December. He's accused of shooting 21-year-old Kara Welsh multiple times during an argument last August. Police say Richards admitted to shooting Welsh, but claimed it was in self-defense after he took the gun from her. Richards faces life in prison if convicted. A no-confidence vote for the president of the Wisconsin College is a symbolic vote. Earlier this week, a majority of the faculty at St. Norbert College in De Pere expressed no confidence in President Lori Joiner, citing failed leadership through the school's financial and enrollment crisis. The resolution makes several requests of the board's trustees, including a halt to proposed faculty and program eliminations and an independent review of the college's finances. St. Norbert has already made two rounds of layoffs due to the declining enrollment. The St. Norbert faculty vote came on the same day that Northland College in Ashland announced it will close at the end of the academic year, citing declining enrollment and finances. The Ithaca Lions Club, along with the Buena Vista Lions, will be hosting a pancake breakfast tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is a fundraiser for Jennifer Ward. Dan Ward is Jennifer's husband.
December of 2022 is when we went in for an umbilical hernia surgery for her, which ended up being a symptom. And that's when I got the phone call from the surgeon when she was still under, hey, there's something that we found, we need to talk. So I made my way back to the hospital and she woke up and the surgeon was there and told us the possibility that what he found was cancerous. There was a lot of fluid that came out and it was a bad day.
The type of cancer discovered is not easy to treat.
It's a metastatic adenocarcinoma that was thought to originate in the appendix, then possibly in the colon, but it's been classified basically as intestinal. It's in her abdominal cavity, peritoneal lining of her stomach, and it's a hard cancer to treat. There are treatment options, but they're mostly for other types of cancers. Treatments for this type of cancer have in the past been very unsuccessful outside of surgery, which she was diagnosed at later stages, in stage four, and through exploratory surgery, they were able to determine that she wasn't a candidate for a debulking HIPAC treatment, which is where they go in and remove what they need to, but the cancer was too far widespread to go through with that surgery.
Since she was not a candidate for surgery, Dan Ward says that Jennifer has been undergoing many treatments.
She just finished chemo treatment number 52. It's every other week. She's been on a series of different treatments. For a while, it was the full FOX with the oxaliplatin, and that was not very effective. Then it was the full FURI with the irinotecan. That was more effective, and now she's been on the fluorouracil throughout the entire thing. So it's been a long couple years, but we're at the end of those 2 years, and we're still doing it. We made it this far.
The Pancake Breakfast fundraiser for Jennifer Ward will be held from 7 until 12:30 tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat for free. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle at the event, along with a bounce house for the kids to play in. A free will donation from the bounce house will be taken. All money raised from the event will assist the family with Jennifer's ongoing cancer treatments. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, call Bill Clone at 608-475-6870. If you would like to donate to the silent auction, contact Joanne Anderson at 608-516-2675. Enjoy bowling while helping out the Richland County and City of Richland Center canine units. The Richland County Sheriff's Department will be hosting the Cosmic Canine Pin Tap fundraiser tomorrow. Lieutenant Mike Siz is with the Sheriff's Department and was the handler for the now-retired canine officer, Rambo.
We're going to do the cosmic bowling, so it's, you know, turn on the black lights and kind of get a cool atmosphere in there. It's $100 per four-person team, and any other donations are welcome. So we hope to see a lot of the community members out.
The day will also include raffles.
We're going to do some 50-50 raffles, some bucket raffles. We also, if you sign up as a team, you'll get put into a separate drawing for a gun. So that'll be a gun drawing. So that's kind of cool. And then there will also be cash prizes for the top teams. So the top three bowling teams will receive cash prizes, and then also the top high series. And it will be, it's not a scratch tournament. Apparently that's important for some bowlers who are real serious about it. They will factor in handicaps and stuff like that. So I think that makes it a little more even for everybody that wants to show up and play.
Sis says community support is an important part of the canine units.
They are completely run off of donations from the public, and we've been fortunate enough to receive enough of those donations to get several dogs in our county. So what we're doing this fundraiser for is for ongoing maintenance of the dogs, equipment, trainings that we want to send our handlers and our canines to. So it's very important to have the community come out. It's also a really great community policing opportunity for us. We at the sheriff's office like to have events where the community can come out and we can be transparent about what we're doing. You know, they can meet the dogs, they can meet us, you know, just they can understand that police are just normal people as well. We can connect with the community and have a good time and raise some money doing it.
The first ever Cosmic Canine Pin Tap fundraiser will be held tomorrow beginning at 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The cost to participate for a four-member team is $100. To sign up or to donate to the event, contact Lieutenant Mike Siz at 608-475-4000 or mike.czys@co.richland.wi.us. Proceeds will go to the county and city police canines. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 28th for two seats on the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st, 2025 and ending June 30th, 2028. Nomination forms must include signatures from at least five eligible growers other than the nominee. Growers must sign and mail completed nomination forms to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or who have other questions about the nomination process should email DATCAP Market Orders. Program staff at DATCP marketorders@wisconsin.gov. And the search is on for the best burger in Wisconsin. Residents are encouraged to nominate their favorite establishment's best burger at the Wisconsin Beef Council website for consideration. Those with enough votes will be named to the Elite Eight in March. Each establishment will get a visit from the secret judging panel in the weeks that follow, with the winner named in May to kick off Beef Month. Burgers will be judged on taste and appearance, with doneness and judges' preference accounting for a small portion of the score. Last year's winner, Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, is ineligible to defend their title. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Mike McNair 82 of Richland Center, died Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, nice tranquil conditions across the Midwest, with the big Arctic high pressure system now weakening and shifting well off to the south and east of our region. That means a warming trend over the next couple of days. It'll be our first big thaw we've had in a couple of weeks across the Badger State. We are expecting pretty quiet weather for another day or two, but then some occasional light precipitation chances from Monday evening through Thursday. We'll keep an eye on things because even though it will be light, it could be a mixed variety. And if it falls in the cooler times of the day and nights, there could be some slippery spots on the roadways. Otherwise, temperatures will be hovering about 5 to 15 degrees above normal through Wednesday, then cooling down to normal as we approach the weekend. Just a little bit at least. No deep freezes in sight. Here's that forecast for tonight, though. Just some passing high clouds. Low temperature falling back to about 15 degrees. Light southwest to south wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs around 40. South-southwest wind near 10 miles an hour. On Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and much warmer than normal. Low 29 with a high of 48. Small chance of drizzle in the evening. Tuesday, partly sunny and mild. Low near 30 with a high of 45. There is a good chance of light rain out there for late Tuesday night, and Wednesday light rain and wet snow mix in the morning, possibly a minor accumulation of snow, breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, low at 32 with a high of 44, Thursday partly sunny, slightly cooler, low 27 with a high near 40, and next Friday partly sunny, breezy and mild, low 23 with a high near 46. Some colder weather could move back in, though, for next weekend. You have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear and 27 degrees after a high today of 31 and a morning low of 4. Yesterday's high was 28 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2017 is 70 degrees with a record low of 17 below that was set back in 1966. Last year's high was 62 with a low of 28. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:41 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:40. 48. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.86, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app, Nate Biddle had 23 points and Jackson Shellstad made a desperation three to force overtime as Oregon beat number 11 Wisconsin 77-73. Biddle, a 7-foot center, scored 6 points in overtime to help snap Wisconsin's 5-game winning streak. Shellstad scored 13 points as the Ducks extended their winning streak to 4 games. John Tanji had 22 points for Wisconsin. Steve Kroll added 12. Shellstad hit his game-tying shot with 12 seconds left in regulation from several feet behind the 3-point arc. Wisconsin's Max Klesmit missed a jumper to send the game into overtime, tied at 66. And elsewhere in the Big Ten today, I got one other score to pass along. Penn State beat Minnesota by a score of 69-60. L.J. Crier scored 28 points. Milos Uzan added 19 points, and number 5 Houston held on to beat number 8 Iowa State 68-59 today. Crier and Uzan combined to shoot 18 of 27 for the game, including 8 of 12 on 3-pointers. Emmanuel Sharp added 11 points for Houston, which won its 6th straight. Major League Baseball spring training action got underway for the Brewers today, and the Brewers were successful. You probably heard the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Brewers beat the Reds by a score of 8-7. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball going off today, fresh off his first Cy Young Award, Chris Sale opened spring training with 2 perfect innings for the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta lost to the Minnesota Twins 3-1, but the 35-year-old Sale retired all 6 of his batters, although he did not strike out anybody. Sale is entering his second year with the Braves. The left-hander went 18-3 with a 2.38 ERA and 225 strikeouts last season, winning the National League's pitching Triple Crown and Cy Young. He was healthy enough to make 29 starts. That was his most since 2017. Sale threw 21 pitches and 14 strikes today. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins is expected to miss the first month of the season after fracturing his right shin during batting practice. Brewers manager Pat Murphy revealed the severity of Perkins' injury before the Cactus League opener today against the Reds. Murphy said that you're probably looking at May for Perkins to return. The 28-year-old Perkins batted 240 with a .16 on base percentage, 6 home runs, 43 RBIs, and 23 steals in 121 games last season. He was also an NL Gold Glove finalist at center field. Cincinnati Reds manager Terry Francona says he's told players not to use the experimental automated ball strike system in spring training. Francona told The Athletic he's okay with the younger players challenging calls via the ABS, which has been in use in the minors, but he figures there's little point for veterans since the system won't be in effect in the majors during this coming regular season. The computerized system is being tested during Major League spring training, exhibition games after 4 years of experiments in the minors. Starting last year, the MLB focused testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. And former major leaguer right-hander Eddie Fisher has died at the age of 88. His 15-year career included an all-star selection for the Chicago White Sox and a World Series title with Baltimore. The Lowell Timms Funeral Home and Crematory says Fisher died Monday after a brief illness. Fisher made his big league debut in 1959 for the San Francisco Giants. He later played for the White Sox and Orioles, as well as Cleveland, California, and St. Louis. Fisher was primarily a reliever over the course of his career. He was an All-Star in 1965 when he made what was then an American League record of 82 appearances. He was with the Orioles, the following year when they won the World Series. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO.
Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we set the stage for what should be a great night of reminiscing here. Our Retro Saturday continues with some 70s and 80s chart toppers and music headlines. We start out with a song from 1981 to kick it off. REO Speedwagon started a 15-week run at the top of the Billboard album chart with their album called High Infidelity. Here is Keep On Loving You. REO Speedwagon making some news in 1981 and also making news, topping the Billboard pop chart. She had conquered music and the movies as of early 1981. Dolly Parton with a song that was doing well in pop and country. Here is 9 to 5.
I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they
seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights with
Dolly Parton working 9 to 5 on WRCO. Back in 2019, we were learning of the sad news of bassist Peter Tork of the Monkees passing away at 77. He had been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, but a regular checkup declared him cancer-free in 2012. But 7 years later, he was gone. Peter Tork had a chance to see the Monkees a couple of times, the final time with the surviving three, including Michael Nesmith. But I could not believe how funny and how talented Peter Tork was when we had the chance to see him live and in person. We go back to 1987. This was a revamped Monkees. They put out a song called Heart and Soul that hit the pop charts. The Monkees making news this weekend. In 1986, MTV dedicated a full 22 hours to The Monkees, showing all 45 episodes of their original TV series. They were quite the rage in 86 to a new generation. We'll be back with more backtracking right after these words.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo. Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Backtracking WRCO.
Thanks for joining us for the Backtracking Show as we take you back in time with our retro Saturday escapes here each and every week. Let's flash back now to 1978. The 20th Annual Grammy Awards gave the Eagles Record of the Year for Hotel California and Best Arrangement for Voices for their song New Kid in Town. From that album,
there's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down.
But night after night, you're willing to hold her, just hold her. Tears on your shoulder. There's talk on the street, it's there to remind you. Doesn't really matter which side you're on. You're walking away, and they're talking behind you. They will never forget you till somebody new comes along. Where you've been lately? There's a new kid in town. Everybody loves him, don't they? And he's holding high, and you're still around. Oh, there's a new kid in town. Just another new kid in town. Everybody's talking about the new kid in town.
Grammy history from the Eagles on WRCO on the Backtrack and Show. In 1980, Queen had Billboard's top tune with a song that Freddie Mercury later revealed came to him while he was taking a bath. Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Gotta be cool, relax, get in, and get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitch home, take a long ride on the moonlight, until I'm ready,
ready, ready,
raise a little thing all over.
Yeah, yeah.
Raise a little thing called love.
it's always fun doing a little reminiscing on the Backtracking Show. Some music headlines from 1983. A collection of former studio musicians won Album of the Year and Record of the Year honors. The group was known as Toto, and the album Toto 4 sold mega copies. Grammy winners in 1983 this weekend.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company, I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Toto on WRCO's Backtracking Show. Billy inviting you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. And remember to go backtracking with us again next Saturday night right here.
two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Wonder Woman, starring Linda Carter, and Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, will return at their regular times next Friday evening on most of these stations.
WRCO. Out of sight.
This is Fred Dillon. I was Phil Neese's teacher years ago. Please don't hold me responsible for any of the foolishness you hear on the air tonight. It's the same garbage I heard 30 years ago. I am sorry I couldn't stop it then. I tried.
It's all right, Mr. Dillon. It's all right. Hey, well, rock and rollers, from Richland Center, it's time for Those Were the Days. Tonight we'll be rocking and rolling and back to some of our favorite tunes from days gone by. This is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned. We have some great rock and roll, music, and fun all night long, at least until the midnight hour, and that's curfew for me. So let's get it rocking with Those Were the Days classics.